We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And then I start hearing, you know, Magic, you're not working hard enough. Magic's not in the office. So people around the Laker office was telling me, Rob was saying things.
Rob Pelinka.
And I didn't like those things being said behind my back, that I wasn't in the office enough and so on and on. So I started getting calls from my friends outside of basketball saying those things now were said to them outside of basketball.
Magic Johnson is already being memed. The list
and
of
then
things
I start hearing
for which Rob Pelinka is now being blamed. You can spin the wheel
everything
and find something to pin on Rob Pelinka.
But isn't he kind of the weasel in this situation?
Ooh, yeah. Magic?
I mean, we all know that Magic wasn't doing the day-to-day I'm in the office because he's Magic, but
he'll find his way out.
Rob Pelinka seems like he might be he might be a bad guy.
Thanks to Patrick Manley, Roberto Garza, and Scott Paddock for joining us today. Joe Ostrowski had updates. Sawaski, Camp, and Diaz, the producers, Brian Gertz, the video feed. Tomorrow, Joe Day. That means Joe Sheehan on baseball with us at 10, and Joe Madden with this guy at noon, Lawrence Holmes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. What's going on, man?
Is Lori still talking?
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's trying to be mayor, so she's mayor now, and she's got some things that she wants to say. She got a congregation of people she wants to say her piece. And then we can all start figuring out whether she's going to be a good mayor or not.
Let's start with some potholes. How about that?
Well, I was asking you guys, because you're Northsiders. I go to the North Side quite a bit.
Yep.
But I wouldn't say that I hang there. And I was hanging with Campy and Tony. Got on Lakeshore Drive. We were at Lincoln Hall on Saturday night.
How was that with our guy Zach Harper?
It was interesting.
Okay. That's all right then.
It was interesting.
What's behind that word?
I learned a lot.
Okay.
I also think that we could do something like that.
Like
my biggest takeaway
was a meetup? Like a live off air.
Yeah,
that
the Score could do something like that and have similar success to it.
Sure. But we can't have nice things, because when we do something like that, it goes through 15 different departments and it metastasizes and it becomes something we didn't intend it to be.
Correct.
And then it ends up being held at a place where nobody wants to do it because somebody decided it was good for a relationship.
You know, we just got to organize it accidentally.
Correct.
The only way we could get away with that is for it to be sort of a guerrilla kind of
guerrilla
affair.
Marketing, and we do it and... But that was
Devin
my
Hester's party marketing company involved.
I don't know if they're still in business anymore, or if he even
was.
But that was we had a good time, and I didn't tell Campy this, but so I left after about 90 minutes. Like, I was checking it out. I was like, oh, okay, I got it. I see what they're doing. This seems kind of fun. I walk outside. I look across the street. And it's Shane Reardon and a pack of like 12 people walking.
You saw him on the golf crawl?
Yeah.
We heard about this.
Okay, he told us beforehand. Apparently, it's called bar golf.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the lowest score wins. And it's one drink at each bar. Your score is the number of sips of your drink.
Okay.
So if you do a shot, that's a hole in one.
So is someone like score keeping? Is there a designated score keeper?
Yeah, sometimes there's a scorecard that goes where you kind of mark your own score on the team scorecard kind of thing. Sometimes it's an honor system. And what always happens is people stop giving a damn once you get to like the fourth bar.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know where you saw him.
I saw him walking down Halsted because I was headed to you. I was like, okay, I hung out with my guys. We had a good time talking ball. Taco Burrito Palace is right there.
Oh, yeah, it's right
so
there.
I'm going to go do that. And that's where I saw Shane, him and a gaggle of people just walking down the street.
Because he told me at Halligan's.
Halligan, yeah.
Halligan, he had 7 shots of Malort in 90 minutes.
He's going to break bad on the guy.
So right here, so I finally had a Malort shot because I did. I did the guest bartending. Connor was there.
I did not see you do the shot of Malort.
A bunch of guys had asked me to do it, and I was like, I'm not doing it, fellas. And then one of the bartenders who was really nice and helped me and Layla and all the other guest bartenders out was like, you're going to do a shot of Malort. And I was like, I don't like doing shots.
I'm a fan.
It's okay.
It's not.
It's the most on-brand thing for Dan to like possible.
No, and I'm not trying to be a hipster. I genuinely, it's the flavor profile is right there for me.
It was fine, and I didn't throw up or anything like that. It was just, I was like, all right, great. I've done a shot of Malort, and now I never have to do another one.
Well, you never had to do it in the first place.
But you know,
now you could say you've done it, and the pressure from bartenders or people or friends.
You ever
or
had
anti-friend?
Malort? I've had it. Yeah, I've had Thank it. Thank you. I've had the experience, and now I don't have to have that experience anymore.
All right, so.
So anyway, wait, back to the whole thing. Why always? Like, this has been since I got to school, since I got to DePaul. I got to DePaul in July of 1993. I don't know if there's ever been a time between then and now, so 26 years, that Fullerton has been a good way to get places.
Nope. It's brutal.
It's the worst.
I got off Lakeshore Drive, and I'm like, why is it always torn up? It's always torn up. There's always some sort of construction, and it's only one lane each way. And it's just, no matter where you are on Fullerton between Lakeshore Drive and the Kennedy, it's just a mess, and I don't understand why it's awful. Always, for almost 30 years, just been a mess.
You can go past. Like, I'm past the highway on Fuller, just get a little bit off of Fullerton. It's still bad out there.
Yeah,
drive all the way out to Logan Square.
The parkway stretch in between Clark and Halsted, where that real high-rent district, where the hospital used to be, and now it's all those expensive apartments. That's always trash. You're doomed if you get hung up in there. And I've found any number of alternate routes around there. Don't take it is the answer. It's so crowded nobody goes there anymore. But don't take
it. Yeah, I guess get off at North and then you kind of shoot Lincoln. I guess I could have done that. It just seems like obviously at the time that I was leaving Saturday night from my house to Fullerton, it took me like 20 minutes. And I was like, this is great. And then I get on Fullerton and I'm like, wow, it's still torn up. It's all the time torn up.
Yeah, Diversey's trash. Fullerton's trash. There are.
Yeah, don't say it though, because there's a couple ways around and I don't want people to know.
You don't
want
to know your spots?
Yeah, no. Sometimes you got to use those things.
No, I've got some really good hacks when it comes to that because I'm getting my daughter to and from school sometimes. She's at Halsted and. Or Armitage and Halsted right there, and it's never easy unless you know the hacks.
It's just, I don't know, like I always get excited because going back to Lincoln Park for me is kind of like going home.
Yeah.
I get excited, and then I'm like, oh, the Fullerton thing. That's going to ruin it. That's going to ruin my whole, nice thing.
And it's not everybody could tell you, just don't drive, but that's easier said than done. You know, I mean, you can grab a train if you want. You can grab a ride share if you want. But then you're part of the problem because the ride shares are part of the problem on Fullerton as it is.
Yeah, and maybe. I'm debating what I'm going to do because I'm going to go to Wrigley after I leave here. I'm like, the car is here. Do I just jump on the train and then come back?
Yeah, Redline.
Yeah,
you redline it. You redline it up. You redline it. But you staying for the whole game?
No,
or are you doing
I'm
drive
by. I'm gonna do pre.
Well, hey, how's your father?
Yeah, shake hands, kiss babies, that sort of thing. Talk to Joe. Get ready for tomorrow's show.
I redline up, redline back. Take the
car. Because you're going south anyway.
Yeah,
right. So that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
I think that's.
But it was fun to hang out with Campy and Tony and see them in their element. Like see them with all the basketball people like that. That's become like a whole thing of. Like basketball fans.
Well, it's really the Twitter group when it meets. You know, I mean, whether it's basketball or whatever. But you're right. I mean, basketball Twitter has become something pretty incredible over the last couple of years. But as those Twitter meetups happen and people realize, oh, I'm behind this avatar or I'm this person, it's like a good story of weird, creepy MySpace stuff.
I also enjoyed that there's the complaint from all the guys that are on there, like Amin El Hassan, for example. Like, oh, you know, I'm here in Chicago and I can't find any black people. Well, here's the thing about where you decided to do this thing that you're doing.
There's a place called the Promontory that would have been an ideal spot if you actually want to see real live black people.
It's what I told Tony. It's like they could have done this at the Promontory and it would have been lights out. It would have been fantastic. But whatever. I was just sitting there laughing. I was like, yeah. Like, we're pretty – you know where the black people are. We're a segregated city. So if there's a lot of neighborhoods where you could just go, oh, black people live there. We can just go there.
It's the place where the potholes aren't repaired yet.
Right. And Hyde Park is pretty high on the list where if you want to see black people and the occasional white person, you just go to Hyde Park. And we have places there where you can do stuff like that really with the thing.
That is really funny. So just like, sitting, well, wait a second here.
Sitting there as a South Sider, I was just going like, you chose like Lincoln, like the middle of Lincoln Park.
Right.
And now you're complaining because there are not enough black people?
Respect that.
That's not where we... Not that we're not allowed, but it's not usually where we hang.
That's really funny. It's like in the Untouchables. It's no secret where the booze is. It's who wants to cross Capone. It's like you know where they are.
They're right here. Right,
hello. You know, you can go right there and drive there.
Just come on to the Hyde Park Brew Fest coming up. The Silver Room Block Party. You can come on through.
Bring it back for Bud Billiken.
Well, that's a whole different thing. The Bud Billiken is a whole thing. I remember we had a float in the Bud Billiken.
The score?
You don't remember that?
No.
When?
North was like, we got to get a float in the Bud Billiken.
Okay.
So, of course, he's like.
Mike North?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
That guy. So, it's like me, Herb, Jason, Riles, like in a convertible, like just with him. At the Bud Billiken Parade.
So that was that was sort of his outreach?
Sure. I mean, whatever it takes.
Hug a black!
Exactly.
Huh. Oh, my God. Good for him.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think we only did it once.
Sounds like a thing you do once.
Yeah. I think we only did it once, but it was a whole thing.
Stay in school. Go back to school. I didn't.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. That's Connor McKnight. That's Dan Bernstein. They will be back here for you at 9 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.